Welcome to the Fetty Host podcast, a show about the challenges of building a new internet. I'm your Fetty Host host, Paige, and with me again is Pineapple Hair CTO Victor Diaz.
Hello.
Pineapple Hair continuing this week, Victor.
Yeah. It's almost as if we record two episodes back to back.
So a couple of months back, we had a conversation in public about whether we should relocate our hosting to Canada from where it was at the time, a server in New York. Oh, Victor, there's a fly in my room. You can tell that summer is starting because there is a fly.
They're unfreezing. They're thawing.
You know when it's like the start of summer and you see a fly and you're like, if I can kill this fly, it's like killing a million flies, because this fly is going to have, by the end of summer, millions of offspring, right?
I think seeing the fly is a good indication that spring is starting, so you should cherish the fly, which you're not doing. You're about to kill it. No, I think you got it.
Gone, Victor.
Oh, no.
No, I just want to make sure if I kill this fly, there'll just be a million less flies in Montreal. You're welcome, Montreal.
Such a hero.
We were talking about the kind of like challenge of moving the servers and stuff. And the interesting thing was, during the conversation, you know, I realized that you were much more on board with the idea of moving than I had thought you were.
Yeah.
And so after we finished the recording, we were like, okay, let's look into it. You started talking to a data center here that we could move to. And then I recorded a little kind of intro to the piece being like, hey, we decided to go ahead with a move. So we're moving our stuff to Canada now.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were releasing it being like, if the communications person, you know, like the communications professional would say, don't release this because it will confuse people. People, you know, they're just washing their dishes while they listen to a podcast, right? They're only half kind of tuned in. And if you say something right up front, they'll forget it by the time they get to the end. Like a real life conversation doesn't start with like, ignore the rest of what I'm going to say. And then all of a sudden you talk for 25 minutes, right? But I really want to put this out there. I really want people to see the kind of like sausage being made,
yeah.
You know? I kind of feel like if people understand that we're normal people working through decisions and stuff, I think it's good for people to know that real people are running a business, that it's not just some, you know, faceless enterprise. So they can kind of go like, yeah, basically most, you know, decisions and things that happen for a reason. And the more you can share, the more that people will be like, oh, okay, that's why that happened. So for example, last episode, oh, I really want to have this Fediverse service. You know, why haven't they added it? And
yeah.
You can say like, well, you know, if you watch this episode, you'll understand, you know, there's a lot that goes into choosing a service. It has to take a lot of time because we need to monitor the project for, you know, like 6 months to make sure that it does these various things, right? In line with that, we launched the episode and people got confused about where we are based or where our servers are and all that sort of thing. So I thought it would be good to do kind of a catch-up episode, which deals with like basically these two things at once, the transparency side and the where are we at with the move. Let's take it from the end of that podcast recording. What did you do? How did things go?
When the podcast ended, I started like looking more of like, oh, what are the hosting options in Montreal? Mostly Montreal. Like I didn't want to go full Canada yet. I was like, I started as close as possible to home. I'm like, what are our options? At first I thought I would find kind of like companies that don't really give prices and then kind of have to call them and stuff like that. But I was like, I really wanted to make this happen. So I started looking and then I saw LeaseWeb and then I started looking at their offerings and I was like, wow, that's kind of what we're paying. So that's really good, but it's in Canada and they're kind of a big company. They had an option to just straight up, you give them their credit card and you buy a server. So that's what I thought was going to happen. But then I looked more into it and apparently they only do business to business, which I mean, that's what we're doing. So that's even better. And then I started talking to people that I know used to work in like hosting, like working for hosting providers in Montreal and everything like that. And I told them, I was like, oh, what do you think of like LeaseWeb? What do you think of these guys? And then the guy just straight up told me, is like, oh, that used to be the company I worked at. The person I talked to worked at iWeb, and iWeb got bought out by LeaseWeb, which LeaseWeb is like a Dutch company. They have a bunch of servers around the world, but they bought out iWeb. If you knew iWeb back in the day, they were like, you would talk to people and people would know, like, iWeb, they're good. Like, they're solid. So I was pretty confident knowing that, like, they used to be iWeb. It's probably the same people working there, things like that. So I was like, cool, let's try them. So I contacted them, gave them my credit card. Then bam, we got in. And then I started kind of playing in their dashboard. They have a lot of offerings, but I started seeing, oh, they don't offer this one thing that we use in the old infrastructure that we are kind of really want to need. So I sent them out an email. I was like, hey, what's the situation about this thing that we really want? And then the support was like really, really helpful. And they told me, like, do you want to talk to one of our like solutions architect, like do a call? And I was like, oh shit, yes. And then I call them and it's really funny because there's like some Quebecois guy and we just speak in French the whole meeting and it was really helpful. So they kind of answered all my question and it felt kind of very personal.
And that was like a moment where it was like, oh, this is great. Like the asking the question and looking into moving stuff locally started to feel like it was really going to pay off.
Yeah.
All those sorts of things like, yeah, we're now in a business-to-business relationship. We now actually have people we can contact about stuff. Like on the old provider, when things weren't working out, you kind of had the consumer-grade experience.
Yeah.
A bit more like create a support ticket and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. We would still create a support ticket with these guys, but with the old provider, it was more like, hey, this thing's not working. And then they would tell you like, oh, sorry, it's fixed now. Right? You wouldn't really get more information.
There weren't any like phone calls.
No. There was definitely no phone calls. But these guys, you know, like you can kind of count on them more. And like one thing I really like was really impressed about is like the support guy I was talking to, like we spoke in English and everything, but then he was like, yeah, I'm going to practice my French. And then he started speaking French. And I thought that was like really cool. Right. It felt very human. And I like that.
I think we mentioned this in that podcast, but like, you know, over time, as FidiHost grows, it'd be nice to be like, we've got our assigned staff person there. You know, we might invite them to dinner and chat about like some things we're thinking we'd like to do. Like, oh, could we create a server like this? And, you know, actually have a professional person on our side inside the data center to deal with and to help us be better at what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's it gone? We're now like 2 weeks into working on the migration.
Yeah.
And you seem lower energy than usual. Has it been a tough couple of weeks?
It's been going good. The start was kind of like getting familiar with everything, but it's a bit slower than expected, but it's a slow, good pace. So it's not crazy like the first infrastructure the infrastructure that we have right now. Like starting kind of fresh with new server gives me the opportunity to improve on things that didn't work 100% on the current infrastructure that we have, which by the way has no effect on the end user experience. It's mostly for me and the way that we kind of spin things up and make sure that everything's working properly. I get to kind of improve on those things that didn't work out properly, so I can make the infrastructure even more kind of robust and make sure that I don't get calls in the middle of the night because something's going wrong.
So it's a bit of a refactor and, you know, second look through of everything you've done to date.
Yeah.
Looking for stuff that can make it more stable, faster, less stressful to deploy.
Yeah. Like in the first infrastructure, it was like, okay, how do we build this thing? So now, like, I kind of know what works and what doesn't work. So I can take everything that works and then make it really stable and like really good and like lock it in, make like best practices and everything that works. And then all the things that I know didn't work, then now I can go like, okay, so now I need to do this instead and it's going to be even better.
And you also know what is coming down the pipeline, like, oh, there will be other services,
yeah,
you know, that will be added, you know, because when we first started out, we were just doing Mastodon and PeerTube. Now we have five, I guess, with Ghost that we're trying out, and the website itself, the actual platform. So do you think that we're going to be able to get it all done in the 3 weeks that we'd assigned?
I think so. Like, hopefully, when the first service starts running on it, I think that's going to be the ultimate test. It's possible that the servers are, like, really bad, and, like, we don't know. And, like, as soon as we start running load on them, like, stuff just fucking doesn't work. Like, that's a possibility. Like, hopefully not, but, like, that could be a thing that happens. My feeling is that once we get everything running, we're going to see that everything's kind of smoother, because we kind of have a, like right now, we kind of have this bottleneck about a data, like a storage server. That's kind of our main bottleneck, slowing everything down. So I think fixing that in the new infrastructure is going to make everything run really smooth. That is my hope.
There are a few kind of like long running little glitches that we've been dealing with since day one, which we are hoping are down to an issue with the existing infrastructure that will be fixed by migrating over to this new provider. However, it's interesting when you change foundational things like what you're hosted on, often there'll be some other thing, you know, that crops up. It's good that we're doing the move now rather than later, because you do learn the kind of quirks of the system that you're on. We want you to have years of experience knowing the quirks of the system that you're going to be on long term, rather than learning the quirks of a system that we leave and now you have to learn, relearn the whole those little things.
We're hopefully getting rid of the quirky things that that are in the current infrastructure for things that aren't going to be as quirky, but we're going to get new quirks with whatever I do. And yeah, there's also like the quirks of the underlying kind of hardware.
I think it's better to be in a place where we have a business relationship and can say, like, for whatever reason, this is really slow today.
Yeah.
And they might go, oh, it's because you're on a data server that is shared with another customer and they are doing this heavy work. And then we can go, can you move us off that server, please?
Yeah.
You know, well, we could set you up with your own actual server and it would cost this much, and we can make the decision on whether that stability is worth it to us.
I'll add another big thing to consider if we can move quickly is just the move itself needs to be planned very carefully. Like the action of taking people's like Mastodon instance, Peer2 instance, and moving that over to the new servers, that's like a big part that we need to think about really hard about to make sure that nothing goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And hopefully making it in a way where, I mean, ideally people only notice like 5 minutes of downtime. That would be my dream goal with this migration. But I think more realistically, we'd have to schedule maybe an hour or two of downtime just to be sure, and then like close everything down, do some final backups, then move everybody over, and then spawn them up, see, oh, is it working or is it not working? And maybe if it's like catastrophically bad, then we say, abort, we're not doing it. And then we just spin back up the old instances and it's like nothing happened.
So if you're watching this, we're planning to release this just before we start doing the migration. So this should explain to some people like what they're experiencing, what they're going to be seeing. What we want to do with transparency is for our customers do a live stream every once in a while to talk directly to customers, people that are already members of FettiHost. So we're going to have a system where in the dashboard, you can see where the next live stream is. And if you're a customer, add that to your calendar and join us for the stream, and you can ask any questions you like about the service, and we can communicate things like this going on if you're interested. More kind of interactive insider sort of experience. But for this move, we're just putting this out there so that people know what's going on and what to expect. So, Victor, what's the kind of range of things like that a customer will experience? Is the website still at the same address? Will their Mastodon instance go offline for the day? Like, what's going on?
For a customer, ideally, nothing changed beside there's a little bit of downtime on your Mastodon Peer2 instance. So when the move does happen, we'll let you know, like, in advance, like, there's going to be downtime for this. And for you as in the customer, it's just going to be like a normal maintenance like we've had in the past, where I say between this and this, your server is not going to be available, and then it's going to go down and it's going to go back up, and nothing's going to have changed for you.
So people will receive an email before the move?
Yeah, we can send an email. Yeah.
So it'll be scheduled maintenance coming up, date, time. Will you do this in the middle of the night, on a weekend, Monday morning?
I'll do it in the middle of the day. Yeah. Yeah. I don't do those things at night, because then I'm tired and I risk making mistakes. And also, if things go wrong, then it means I'm not sleeping, which is not good. So I do it during the day. Like, why are you on Mastodon? You should be working.
Maybe it's for job, Victor. Because I noticed a lot of the time maintenance will be done on kind of like Sundays for like banks, you know, like different businesses choose different times to do the maintenance that will be less disruptive to their customers.
Are you asking me those questions because you want me to do it on a weekend?
I don't know. I mean, we've got a week left of like the migration. Are you planning to kind of like take the whole week to plan and work on the code, and then you do it on Friday at 10 a.m. or?
No, absolutely no Friday.
Uh-huh.
Friday so... is off limits. Nothing can change on Fridays.
Why? What's going on?
You don't deploy on Fridays. That's a rule. It's superstition maybe, but it's, you don't do it.
literally used to deploy on Fridays.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes, but that's not good. Not good.
It went well. Okay, so this is be a Monday morning thing. Thursday? Is Thursday the plan?
I think usually I do it on Wednesdays. It's pretty safe.
And if you're watching this episode, it will probably be the day that the migration is going to go ahead, although you will have received an email a couple of days beforehand letting you know that it is scheduled. Anyway, that's us giving you an update on where we are with the migration. Hopefully it all goes to plan. Be a big day. Things are changing. Things are changing at Fettyhurst.
The biggest thing is that we're going to be in Montreal now, and we're with a more professional hosting provider.
I hope that clears some things up for people. I mean, it's interesting because there's lots of different elements of what make a service where you can say like, well, where is that located? For example, where's the payment processor located? Where's your CDN located? There is the physical location of a data center, but who owns the data center? But I would say that if you're watching this, the core essence of what we do, have servers that host software, is now located in Montreal.
Yeah.
And our plan over the next few years is as the service grows, we will look at adding other data centers elsewhere, but our kind of core infrastructure will be in Montreal, based in Montreal, and then we'll grow from there to other locations, rather than what we had before, which was the core infrastructure was located in New York and we were going to grow from there to Montreal, which, yeah, didn't make as much sense for us. So thanks for listening or watching, and keep an eye out for the exciting new, hopefully momentary, blink of a website not being there before it returns minutes later in its new Maple Trench Canadian home with these fast new professional servers in close proximity to Victor. So comment away below if you have any questions about the migration. I mean, Victor will be hard at work, but you know, I'll be handling the communications if anything's going too wrong, letting people know what's going on. Although it seems really likely that it'll just be like, well, now your website is over here. That's it. Your website behind the scenes is running on different infrastructure, but most people won't even know unless they watch this that anything changed. And if you are a customer, keep an eye out for the live streams that we'll be doing in your Fettyhurst control panel. If you want to ask some questions or chat with me and Victor, we're thinking at this stage that we'll do them once every 3 months or so. It lets people get a bit of a catch up on what products are coming down the line and give feedback, that sort of thing. Anyway, keep an eye out for those, and we'll see you next time on the Fettyhurst Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.